Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have to address something that's really just been kind of eating at me. There's a lot of information flying around out there in the world. I mean, and depending on where you get your information from, you may be getting rock solid information, stuff that's actually reflective of what is going on in current events. Or you may be getting something completely different. You might be getting something that has been manipulated or massaged or, you know, spun in a certain way because the people sending you that information want to give you a different perspective on what it is you're looking at. And I'll tell you what, our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, he did a show on his radio show last week where he kind of touched a nerve with people, and he was addressing questions that people have been sending him with regards to, you know, investing in real estate. I mean, and they were coming at him from all different directions, and Dell's purpose really was to squash the misinformation. He wanted to set the record straight. And that's exactly what I want to do on today's show. I've asked Lynn Murrow. She's our executive vice president at Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, she is somebody that is literally in the trenches, working with our members day in and day out, providing all of the support and services that Lifestyles Unlimited provides to all of our members. So she has a really good grounding in what is true and what is nonsense. So what I've decided to do is ask Lynn to come on the show, and we're going to talk about some of those truths that are out there in the trenches, because to be honest with you, some of what you're hearing about real estate investing may not be accurate. Hey, Lynn, are you there?
Here. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show again. I think it's been a couple months since I've had the opportunity to just have that dialogue with you.
It has. So much has happened in the interim, too, so we have a lot to talk about today.
Tell me about what you're seeing in the economy. I mean, what's really going on out there with things like the unemployment rate or, you know, the effects that this pandemic is really having on the residential income-producing housing markets?
I'm glad that you're asking about that, and you mentioned that I've been in the trenches working with our members, but I'm also in the trenches myself as a real estate owner myself. I own rental properties. I'm an investor in single family and multifamily, and I have firsthand experience as well as the experience of working with our members across the country, and our membership now stands at over 50,000 members across the U.S., so it's a pretty good sample size. We're also working hand-in-hand with the apartment associations across the United States and making connections right and left with other related businesses, and so it's provided an opportunity to get insight into individual stories. And I think if we start at a macro level, right, we're all watching the news and listening to the news. And it is really easy to fall into a pattern of just choosing select channels and consuming that news. And I think we still all have the impression that, you know, if we read it on the internet, we hear it on the news, hear it on the TV, or hear it on the radio, it's true. And we have to realize that that isn't the case and probably never has been, right? But more so today than before, there are a lot of agendas afoot. And so now, of course, the logical thing going through someone's mind right now is, you're on the radio, how do I know that what you're saying is true? And so this is an invitation to talk to the people around you. Interact with people. If you are not getting out because you're under a COVID lockdown, then actually reach out to people, make some phone calls, connect with people, and find out what they're actually experiencing. One of the things that we heard just yesterday in the news, and we'll go back to real estate, but this applies to a lot of the things being talked about right now. I mean, we could really just talk for a week nonstop about this, but since we're talking about real estate, we'll talk about the things that were mentioned in the context of Biden's announcements yesterday for a new rescue plan in order to assist people. And one of the fallacies that's out there, and if you actually take some time to look this up, you will see some data on it. They are talking about this tidal wave, I think is the word they're using, of evictions that are coming as soon as the eviction moratorium is up. And that simply is not the case. There is not a tidal wave of evictions coming. And many of the evictions that are slated right now to be heard when eviction moratoriums are over are evictions that had actually been granted before COVID-19 hit and began to affect our economy. The other evictions that are out there waiting to be implemented are evictions for people who are violating other parts of their lease. People who were tearing apart their homes, people who have invited seven other people to live in the property with them, people who have a job and have chosen not to pay rent because they've been emboldened by people out there giving false information, saying that the CDC moratorium means no one has to pay rent, which is not true at all. The CDC moratorium is actually, and people might be surprised to hear me say this, is actually targeted fairly well, and it's fairly simple, direct language. You have to have been impacted directly by this pandemic and experienced one of a limited number of things, a job loss, a drastic cut in your income, or some other hardship.
I interpret it exactly the same way. I mean, it's not a free pass for people. And my experience with my residents has been actually pretty darn good. We come back from the break. We're going to get back into this conversation, so stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So what kicked off this entire conversation was a comment that Del Wamsley made to somebody who was listening to his radio show. And the question was, can you invest in real estate when no one is paying rent? And Del kind of paused and he answered the question. And I think the answer that the person received was contrary to what that person thought. Because wherever that person was coming from, whatever information they were getting was not aligned with the information that we're looking at within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. So as a result of that, I've asked Lynn Merle to come on the show. She's on with us right now. She's our executive vice president for Lifestyles Unlimited, and she's also a highly successful real estate investor. So Lynn, what is really going on in the economy?
And that's really the question that everybody needs to focus on is, you know, we've got the sound bites going on every day. We talked about one of the fallacies that's out there, that we need to have more eviction moratoriums because we have a tidal wave of evictions coming. And that isn't actually the case. And so this question that Dell received and that we get very often right now is premised on the fact that people are not paying rent, which simply isn't true. Let's talk a little more big picture, and then we're going to go down into the trenches and talk about what really happened. You know, at the height of unemployment due to the pandemic, the unemployment rate was 14.7% nationally. Now, there was little pockets, like where I live in Las Vegas, where it was much worse. But nationally, 14.7%, which means that 85.3% of Americans were still employed. They were still doing what they had always done, and in theory then maintained the ability to pay their rent like they had always paid. So now unemployment earlier in the month was about 6.7%. It's bumped up since there. But let's use the Biden administration numbers. They say 9.5% of Americans are experiencing what they call housing insecurity. And housing insecurity is defined by either they're under a threat of they've already been served with eviction or will be soon. And that's 9.5% of our population. So that means that over 90% of Americans are able to pay their rent and have secure housing. That's really good news. Really good news. It also means that this is not a tidal wave, folks. This is something we can absolutely solve. And this 9.5%, a lot of these people, through no fault of their own, find themselves in this position. So if we can solve these problems, if we can find a vaccine, if we can get effective help to them, they will be able to recover because it's not systemic, I guess is what I'm saying. So obviously, some areas were hit harder than others, but even in those cities, the states hardest hit like mine here in Las Vegas, the majority of Americans have remained employed. And stable housing is important to people. And moving is time-consuming, it's stressful, and it's expensive for all of us. Everyone can relate to that. So the pandemic increased the need for stable housing and the security that it brings. And as a result, most renters paid their rent. Across the nation, owners saw record low turnover rates among residents, and the vast majority of people paid their rent. That's what you said as we went out to commercial break, is that your personal experience was that your residents paid their rent. Mine did as well. I haven't had a single delinquency. I know that some of my residents have lost their jobs. I have worked very hard with them, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, about what are owners actually doing. But the eviction moratorium from the CDC requires residents to attest to several statements, and it allows only those who are truly impacted by COVID-19 job losses or an income reduction to avoid eviction. And so residents in violating other terms of their lease can still be evicted. That was going on long before the pandemic. The eviction rate was never zero. There have always been people who choose, for whatever reason, to do things that break their agreement and the trust with the owner of the property and refuse to move on, try and take advantage of that situation, and find themselves in eviction court. That's the nature of our business. And so the idea that there was zero before the pandemic isn't true. The idea that it's a tidal wave is not the case. And the concept that people in general are not paying rent is also not the case. Americans have an ethic, and for most Americans, paying their bills and paying their way in life is an important ethic that they uphold. And we need to remember that because it's hard to lose that. That's not the message. You're getting it all right now in the media, right? So what I'd like to talk about, though, is that what happens on properties and the relationship between an owner and their resident that creates the relationship that causes them to pay rent and allows an owner to provide resources in order for a resident to get the help that they need, because often people are paralyzed, right? When something like this happens so suddenly, you know, you're going along, things are going well for you. Think about where we were back in February of 2020. The economy was the best it's probably ever been. Stock market flying, 3-point-something% unemployment. There was a time where 6% was considered the lowest unemployment could go, right? And we went through most of the Obama administration, I think, at 6% unemployment, saying, you know, that's the normal rate. And we were down to 3-point-something. So what is the strategy that creates the relationship? And that's where we go back to our founder, Del Walmsley, and something he's taught for over 30 years that's made a huge difference for owners who implement it. And it's called best product, best price.
Before I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I was following somebody else's map, and I didn't have a clear understanding of what best product for the best price, which creates the best people for your residents, meant. And I made a lot of mistakes. And when I came to Lifestyles Unlimited and I listened to the information that was being presented to me, I was kind of taken back, because all of a sudden there was this methodology that was laid out in front of me that made perfect and total sense. And all I had to do was follow the map, fix the stuff that I had already owned. And then as I bought new properties, it was the difference between day and night. That concept of best product, best price is the real deal.
And so when we talk about what does that really mean, it's counterintuitive to everything you hear about the owners of rental property. The slumlord is what people think of when they think of owners. They think of these wealthy people who don't care about the people who live in their property, who don't take care of the property, let people live in horrible conditions, and then fight them every step of the way when they try and get something repaired or fixed. And it simply is not the way, because it isn't profitable. And that's what Dell really proved, is it's not profitable to be a slumlord. Being a good landlord is the way to make money, and it's a win-win situation for everyone involved.
It's all about understanding the business model and applying an ethical business model that creates the results you're looking for. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to get back into best product, best price. Stick around.
Del Walmsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, you've actually missed a lot of great content. See, what's happening on today's show is that I've asked Lynn Murrow. She's the executive vice president for Lifestyles Unlimited, and she's also a very successful real estate investor. She's mentored people. She's had her hands in all aspects of the real estate investing business, and she has a lot of experience. And hopefully I didn't just call you old, Lynn, so you can always text me and go, that wasn't nice. But what we're talking about today is the concept that maybe the information that you're hearing out there in the world isn't quite accurate. And what spurred this whole thing on was that Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, fielded a question from a listener to his radio show, which talked about, can you invest in real estate when no one is paying rent? And I think that person came in with a preconceived notion of what right looked like. Well, Del, in only the way Dell can do it, pretty much just dismantled that person's argument and explained to that person the reality of what's going on in the real estate world when it comes to investing in residential income producing real estate. So what Lynn and I are talking about are, what are those truths that are out there? And we've talked about the economic impacts. Lynn kind of gave us a crash course in macroeconomics, and my brain's still hurting a little bit, but we got into a discussion on the how. How is it that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members are creating a product that people want, and they're willing to pay fair market rents for that product, and they're willing to pay on time? So Lynn, talk to me more about the concept of best product, best price for the best people.
This is the key business strategy that Del Walmsley's been teaching our members for 30 years. And it was the big aha moment for me when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited about 14 years ago. And it is the key of how is it that within the Lifestyles Unlimited community, but really a lot of other operators out there as well, are continuing to get rent and even have rent paid by people who have been impacted, that 10% right now that are still impacted by the pandemic? How are they continuing to pay rent? And why would they in this environment? Look at what you see in the media. Why would anybody pay rent? I'm going to tell you why. Because best product, best price. How do we implement that? Owners who have purchased a property and fix everything that was not in operating order or is likely to fail in the next 5 years, they've rehabbed that property to be the best in their submarket, and they've priced the rent at the going market rate, can have a more selective screening criteria for residents, since the property will be, by definition, the next one sold, right? The next one rented in that neighborhood. Because if you have the best property and it's at the same price as everybody else's, why wouldn't everybody looking to rent in that market choose yours above all the others? And so that allows you then to have a criteria for your resident that is pretty tight, right? You want somebody who's going to take care of this home. And this results also in a responsible resident and establishes a positive, mutually beneficial relationship between the resident and the owner. And that relationship has been the key to success for both the resident and the owner during the current pandemic. So what do I mean by that? You know, we're talking about owners, and it's easy to go, yeah, you know, this is just your perspective. But let me share with you how the residents have benefited from this relationship with members of Lifestyles Unlimited who are implementing this strategy. Owners in our community of investors have been actively involved from the start of the pandemic. I have seen this firsthand. I have done some of these things myself. I've seen the results across Texas. I've seen the results across the rest of the nation. And what we have been doing is focusing on finding assistance for the residents in need, the ones who are really hurting. We've assisted residents in filling out applications for local, state, and federal assistance. That's not easy. That is not easy. I'll tell you what, I'm fairly well educated, and I cannot believe how difficult some of these applications are for people. So we've been helping them, and we've been helping them to get that assistance to pay rent, but also to pay their utilities along with other bills that they have. We've informed them of their rights under the CARES Act and now under the new stimulus package under the CDC moratorium, how to suspend student loan payments, how to ask for forbearance on car payments and credit card debt, how to apply for benefits from current or previous employers for paid time off due to them because of COVID-19 or childcare challenges. There's a lot of people who just didn't show up for their job again or didn't inquire of their employer. They just quit when their children couldn't go to school and there was no one to take care of them and they couldn't afford childcare or childcare was closed there for a while. And they didn't realize that the employer had resources to continue to pay them during that period of time. And so we helped them to understand that. How to apply for forgivable loans for residents who own small businesses. You know, many of our residents have small community businesses, and we help them to get through that process of applying for the Paycheck Protection Program loans and other Small Business Administration loans. We've invited food trucks to visit apartment communities and supply meal vouchers to the residents really in need so them and their families could go down and join the other residents in getting a fun meal, also supporting that small food truck business. So these are the types of things that occur every single day that you do not see on the news. You hear about the slumlord locking people out. You see news stories on the living conditions in apartment communities. But that isn't what the majority of America is all about. And this working relationship that results from the simple business philosophy of best product, best price, results in a working relationship that when times are tough, people, owners are people, landlords are people, and residents are people, tenants are people, people working together to meet the needs of the community. And that's what's occurred. And as a result, the majority, the vast majority of people have continued to pay rent. Either they've received this assistance and been able to pay rent as a result, or they've maintained their job, but they've chosen not to stop paying rent because they don't want to move. They don't want to leave this great owner who treats them respectfully and creates this home that is clean and relatively safe for their neighborhood. They don't want to leave that. And they know there has to be an end. They know they cannot stay free with somebody else paying their way forever. And so they choose to pay their rent. And that's what we're looking for. And so when we look at what you see in the news versus the story I just told you there, they're very different, aren't they?
Oh, they're absolutely different. The contrast is striking.
And so it's really important that even people who are not in the rental industry, it's important to understand this so that when you hear proposals that sound like a great idea, of course, we don't want anybody to lose their home in the middle of a worldwide pandemic. And we are in the middle. We don't want that to occur. None of us do. But we have to think about, is that really what the circumstance is? And is this person taking advantage of the situation? There's still, I read an article yesterday about someone who is still employed. They've rented a very expensive home. Their rent is $5,000 a month, to give you an idea. My mortgage isn't even $5,000 a month. They stopped paying rent. They're still employed. They're throwing these huge parties. They're buying new things. There's all sorts of things that have been documented and observed. And they are just taking advantage of that owner. And those are the people that need to be evicted.
Those are the people that are the abusers in our society. I mean, there's no other way to describe those kind of people. Hey, when we come back from the break, Lynn, let's talk about maybe what the future looks like. So dust off your crystal ball and let's see where it goes. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in the real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So a little bit of housekeeping for you. If you're just joining us or you missed a portion of the show, you've really missed a lot of information. So what I'm going to ask you to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Again, that's lifestylesunlimited.com. And when you get there, you're going to see a tab that says radio. Click on that. And what you get access to are all of our radio shows that are produced. They become podcasts. So give us a day to process everything. But you'll be able to find this particular episode and listen to it in its entirety at lifestylesunlimited.com. So, Lynn, we've been talking about the concept of best product, best price. And we've also been talking about the concept that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members build a relationship with our residents. We don't just see them as somebody that pays rent at the first of the month and out of sight, out of mind. We actually care about those people because we're in a business relationship with those people that's codified by a lease that we both signed. So we're in agreement that we're going to do certain things to maintain the property and provide them a great living experience. They're going to do certain things like maintain the property and also pay their rent in a timely manner. And by doing those things and finding quality people to be your residents, it takes a lot of the sting out of some of the bad stories that you hear about with real estate investing. What do you think about that?
Another component to that, it's not just a contractual relationship. Again, I think there's a misperception of who landlords are, and people may have noticed that I'm using the term owner and resident rather than landlord and tenant, and that's intentional. Landlord has a really bad connotation, and landlords are not always owners. Sometimes they're property management companies or an individual hired to manage properties. And it's a little bit different relationship. I'm not saying property management companies are bad, but being an owner is different. And the other thing I think people, they hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you. And so when we rent that property to someone, we understand them. We know them. We often came from the same socioeconomic background, and there is a connection there. It's not some wealthy person having to interact with someone in a socioeconomic situation that they've never been in. That is not what owners are. Owners are middle-class folks just like you and me, and often we've come from some pretty struggling backgrounds, just like our residents have. And so it creates an opportunity to connect, and we do. Now, we don't become best friends with our residents. That's never a good idea. It's never a good idea to rent to your friends or your family. So it is a business relationship, but there is a common experience there, typically. And as a result, we work to maintain that. And when you do that, you want someone who's going to take care of your home. If you make them your enemy, they're going to want to tear your house apart. They're going to be angry. It doesn't make sense for an owner of a property to focus on their resident and do things to hurt them. That's another thing you see in the news all the time, right? It doesn't make sense for us to not make a repair. First place, it reduces the value of our property, and the longer we wait to do a repair, the more it costs. So all of these things you hear are not what is going on in the vast majority of America. And so where does this all go? We now have talked about what really happens, that truth from the trenches, right? What really happens on property between the owner and the resident, and where are we going from here? We heard yesterday from the Biden administration what they hope to bring forward in legislation. Of course, that takes the legislators to pass it. So they've got to get through the House and the Senate with all of this. And it's unfortunate that they have not focused these packages on the 10%. They still want to send $2,000 to every American, which I understand might buy votes, but I think most Americans who get $2,000 when they are still working and they're able to pay their rent understand that that money would have been best spent on their neighbor who is really suffering because they were a bartender or they were a server or they worked in a retail store or they were a small business person and their business has gone under. And it's a shame that we can't get to that targeted focus, because until we do, we are not going to have as quick of a recovery. And then what it's going to take is the vaccines and to have most people have some sort of resistance to this virus so that we can get back out there and we can get moving again as a society. What I see in the future, though, is we are not seeing inflation. Let me just leave you with this. And Dell did a whole show on this. There is an economist, for those of you who like macro and microeconomics and want to know more about it. His name is Dr. Peter Lineman, L-I-N-N-M-A-N. And if you just go to a search engine and look for a recent interview with him, he talks at the very end about the third golden age, specifically of multifamily, but really of real estate. And the reason is that that is the only place that we are seeing inflation, is investable assets. We haven't seen inflation for quite some time. Look at how low our interest rates are. And it's projected that even with these trillions and trillions of dollars being poured into the economy, we're not going to see consumer inflation except for in investable assets. And so that says that you should be focusing on real estate right now. And I think I want to end today by reminding people that we're just not another radio show. We've got an agenda of real estate. And so we're going to present to you whatever picture makes real estate look good, because we're actually not about real estate. Lifestyles Unlimited is about creating wealth and passive income, however that is best created. And if suddenly things change and it's not real estate, you will see the most amazing pivot to whatever it is that is then the best way to create wealth and passive income. And you'll be amazed at how quick we learn it and implement it, figure it out, and start teaching it and talking about it. But we look at what's happening now, and we see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gain and what the future brings in that property. because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue, and we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties 10 years from now.
Yeah, I think the future is very optimal. When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals. Our residents are getting it all done in one singular space.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Absolutely agree. We're at the end of the show, Lynn. I want to thank you so much for being a part of it. And y'all have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.